So, Abigail was turning 8 years old. And as she went shopping with her mummy, mummy said, "Let's have a look in this little charity shop." And Abigail said, "Okay, mummy, can I buy something for me?" Mummy said, "Well, I suppose so. It's your birthday coming up. So we'll get a nice little present for you in the charity shop." Abigail said, "Yay!" Abigail was looking around all of the toys. She looked through some jigsaw puzzles. She looked at the teddy bears. She looked at some of the kids' clothes. It's all very nice, but she couldn't quite see what she really wanted. And then she saw a little toy crown. She thought, "That looks interesting. Can I put it on my head?" And Mummy said, "I don't think you can do that until we buy it, sweetie." She said, "Okay." And so they wrapped up the toy crown and put it in some packaging. And she took it home. And she couldn't wait to put this crown on her head. She really was waiting to put the crown on her head. Mummy said, "Now I think you need to wait till your actual birthday before you put it on." She said, "But Mummy, I really want to put this plastic crown on my head. Can I do it now?" Mummy said, "Just do what the lady in the shop said, which was, no, you need to wait to put it on your birthday." She said, "Okay, Mummy," and she waited and she waited and she waited and she waited and she waited. Oh my word, she was waiting such a long time, driving herself mad waiting. What could she do while she's waiting? Mummy said, "Let's just go for a walk outside." She said, "But Mummy, I want that crown now." She said, "Look, your birthday's not till Sunday." She said, "Okay." So they went for a quick walk outside. She said, "Can I just go back and look at it?" Mummy said, "Well, all right. You can go and look at your plastic crown, but you're not allowed to put it on your head until your birthday. Okay?" She said, "Okay." So they came back from was a very short walk, and she opened the cupboard, had a look at it. There it was, still in the cupboard, waiting for her. This little plastic crown. Next day, she had a sneak look in the cupboard. Mummy came and said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm just having a quick look at my crown, Mummy." Mummy said, "The lady in the shop said you can't put it on till your birthday. If you keep doing this, I'm going to take it away and give it back to the shop. Do you want?" "No, no, Mummy, no, 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 no." She said, "Okay, so your birthday's tomorrow. You just have to do something else today." She said, "Okay, Mummy." And so this time they went for a walk through the park, and Abigail started to play with some friends, and she said, "Mummy, I just have to go." She said, "Why?" "Because I have to look at that round again." Mummy said, "Okay, but can't you just play with your friends for another 5 minutes?" She said, no, "Please let me see that crown. I'll do anything." She said, "Okay, since it's your birthday tomorrow, do you promise not to touch it?" "Yes, Mummy." So they went back to the house. She opened the cupboard. She just looked at that crown. The crown was just sitting there, little plastic crown. But somehow or other, Abigail just felt there's something special about this crown. The next day was her birthday, and her mummy had the crown on the breakfast table waiting for Abigail. Abigail came down from sleep. She hadn't slept very long. She kept dreaming about the crown and how beautiful it is. She came to the breakfast table. She said, "Mummy, can I touch it?" Mummy said, "Yes, you can, Abigail." She said, "Mummy, can I put it on?" Mummy said, "Yes, Abigail, you can." Abigail touched the crown. She touched the crown with two hands. She put it on her head. As soon as she put it on her head, there was a blinding flash of light, like the sun had exploded in the breakfast room. And Abigail couldn't see a thing. She couldn't hear a thing. And then there was a sound of ringing in her ears. And when she opened her eyes, This was not the breakfast room anymore. She was sitting on a chair, and she looked at the chair. It was a very big chair, embroidered with gold and silver and beautiful patterns. And she looked, she wasn't wearing her school uniform anymore. She was wearing robes. And there on her head was the crown. But it wasn't light and plastic anymore. It was really heavy. And she wanted to take it off. It was so heavy. And then a voice said to her, "No, Your Majesty, you can't take that crown off. That crown tells everybody that you're queen." She said, "What?" She looked around. She was in a vast hall. There were courtiers everywhere, people running around, but everybody was looking at her. She said, "Who are you people?" And they all started laughing. They said, "Your Majesty," they said, "what do you mean, who are we? We are your people. You are Her Majesty Queen Abigail of Neverland. And we are your subjects, the good people of Neverland." She said, I don't understand, I'm sorry." And she tried to get up off the throne, but the crown was really, really heavy, but she still managed to get up. And as she got up off the throne, three courtiers on each side held her hand so that she could walk down the stairs without much effort. And she said, "If I'm the queen of this place, can I go and see my kingdom?" They said, "Of course, Your Majesty." And they took her by the hand and they led her outside. And she saw from the outside the most incredible palace as she looks at it. This was her palace. She was Queen Abigail of Neverland. And she looked at the formal gardens. She couldn't believe her eyes. This was the most beautiful garden she'd ever seen. And as she looked out, she could hear church bells ringing, and suddenly lots of people were running towards her. "Your Majesty, Your Majesty, Your Majesty," they said. "So lovely to see you." And they knelt down in front of her and kissed her hands. She said, "Okay, well, there's no need for that." And she carried on walking, and she still needed those three people to support her because the crown was so heavy. And she walked around the formal garden. She said, "I wish to take a look at my kingdom." "Certainly, Your Majesty. Get the royal coach." Suddenly the royal coach appeared with four horses driving it, which had gold, whatever they call, that go over the horse's eyes. And she got in her coach, which was an open carriage, and she took off for the kingdom from the palace. She came into the city, and the church bells were all ringing, and all the population were lining the streets ahead of her. "Your Majesty, welcome! Hail Queen Abigail! Hail Queen Abigail! Hail Queen Abigail!" "This is wonderful," she thought. "This is, I could get used to this. This is fantastic." And then she said, "Is the whole kingdom like this? Is everybody happy?" And the courtiers said, "Well, yes, everybody is happy, Your Majesty, except for one small part of your queendom." She said, "Where's that then?" She said, the courtier said, "Well, there is a forest where a witch lives, and nobody living near there is very happy." She said, "Why not?" She said, "Because this is a wicked witch who won't obey the law of the land." Abigail said, "We'll see about that. Take me to her immediately." "But, Your Majesty," said the courtier, "why don't you just stay here with us and carry on ruling and enjoying being queen?" She said, "Because there's a job to do. I can't have some part of my queendom not happy and joyous like the rest of it. Take me to that unhappy place right now, please." They said, "Okay, you're the boss." And they went off to see where the wicked witch lived. They got to the edge of the forest. Suddenly, it wasn't all light and gold and happy, she could feel the energy changed. It was very, very dark, and just had a very scary feeling of foreboding about it. But Abigail wasn't scared. She was the queen of all of Neverland. And she called into the forest. She said, "Witch, come and meet your queen." She couldn't hear anything. She called again. "Witch, come and meet your queen immediately. I order you." And then she could hear some sounds like bats flying in the trees. And it got very dark. And then out of the dark came a very, very ugly old lady. She said, "You're not my queen. I am my own queen." Abigail said, "Nonsense. I am the queen of all of Neverland, and this forest is part of my queendom. Why are you such a wicked old witch?" She said, "This is how I choose to be." Abigail said, "But you, apparently, have caused great unhappiness to the people around this part. Why?" She said, "I like causing unhappiness to people." She said, "Why?" She said, "Because I'm so miserable inside. Why shouldn't I spread a little unhappiness around me so everybody can feel the pain?" Abigail said, "Nonsense," she said. "In my kingdom, in my queendom, nobody is unhappy. Come here and sit in this carriage with me." The witch looked visibly surprised. She said, "What? No queen's ever invited me to come and share her carriage with her. Are you sure?" The courtier said, your majesty, are you sure you can't do this? You can't sit next to the wicked witch?" Abigail said, "I am not scared of this wicked witch. I order you, come and sit next to me." And as the wicked witch came up to the carriage, all the flowers wilted and died where she was walking. The grass wilted and died. The birds flew away, and the gold almost seemed to melt on her carriage. And in fact, the gold was melting on her carriage. She was so evil. She said, "You sit here beside me," the queen, Abigail said. The witch said, "But I'm feel strange." The queen, Abigail said, "How do you feel strange?" The witch said, "I feel something strange in my tummy." She sat herself down next to Queen Abigail, and Queen Abigail's radiance and golden aura covered the witch up from top to bottom. And the witch said, "I don't understand what's going on. Where's my unhappiness? Where's my evil? It's leaving me. Stop, please stop." Queen Abigail wouldn't stop. She put her arms around the witch and held her close, and all of the golden light pouring out of her was pouring into the wicked witch until, whew, everything went bright again. The wicked witch, all the evil had left her. Suddenly the flowers waking up, coming back to life. Suddenly the forest looked happy. And Queen Abigail took one of her mirrors, gave it to the witch and said, "Please look at here." The wicked witch looked in the mirror. Suddenly, she wasn't an ugly old hag. She was a beautiful young girl. She had blonde hair, she had rosy cheeks, and she was smiling. She said, "I don't understand. What have you done to me?" Queen Abigail said, "I have given you some of my royal greatness and beauty and glory and love. Now, where is your evil nature?" The witch said, "I don't know. It's gone, but what will I do if I've got no evil nature? If I can't enjoy making people unhappy anymore, what will I do?" Queen Abigail said, "You can come and live in the palace with me. The courtier said, "What? No, Your Majesty, you can't possibly do that. She's just going to ruin everything." She said, "No, she's not. She can't go back to being what she was. From now on, I'm not going to call you the Wicked Witch anymore. From now on, your name shall be Esmeralda, and you shall be my sister." Esmeralda said, "But Your Majesty..." And then she put a hand over her mouth and said, "Oh, I just said Your Majesty." Majesty said, "It's okay, Esmeralda. You may call me Your Majesty. You may even call me Abigail." She said, "Abigail?" She said, "Yes. Here, why don't you try on my crown? See how it feels." She said, No. I don't think so. Please, no. What?" And the courtier said, No, don't put the crown on her. Anything could happen. Please, no." And Esmeralda said, "But Abigail. And as she put the crown on her forehead, everything went white again. Blinding flash of light. Suddenly, Abigail was back at the breakfast town. And her mother was shaking her, saying, Abigail. Abigail woke up. There on her head was the plastic crown. She said, "Mummy, you wouldn't believe what's just happened to me." Mummy said, "I don't understand. You've been sitting here with your eyes shut. We couldn't wake you up for the last half hour. And you are going to be late for your birthday party." Abigail said, "Don't you worry about that." And Mummy said, "What about your crown? How do you feel about it?" She said, "You know what? It's just a little plastic crown." She took it off again and she said, "Thank you so much for buying it for me anyway." And that is the story of Abigail and the plastic toy